Good morning, good people. It is 25th April 2021. It is the fourth Sunday of Easter. We celebrate the Good Shepherd Sunday as the Vocation Sunday. We can see the three ways of God relating to God's people in the scripture: the father and the children, the husband and the wife, and the shepherd and the sheep. God is portrayed mostly in the third way, in Isaiah chapter 40, 11, Jeremiah chapter 23, 3 to 4, Ezekiel chapter 34, 11 verse onwards, and Psalm 23. People experienced and realized that God is a good shepherd who cares for them. God who led them, fed them, protected them from enemy attack, and made them into a people. Jesus emphasizes the self-sacrificing element in his own life, telling the good shepherd is the one who lays down his life for his sheep. In the first reading, the apostles were accused of doing good on the Sabbath day, but Saint Peter boldly proclaimed that it was the faith in Jesus that healed this person who was sick. And in the psalm, psalm highlights the choice of God: the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, it has become the cornerstone. There was a story goes this way. One shepherd had 100 sheep. He used to pasture them nearby forest. One day suddenly a tiger came out of the bush to attack the lambs. He wanted to cross the river flowing to the full, but the bridge gave way. So, in order to save all the sheep, he became a bridge for the sheep. He held the shore of the bridge and the surface and lie down. On him, all the lambs were running, and they were making him to have so many wounds on his body, and he was literally dying, and he became numb and he could not get up. Once all the fold has crossed over the river, the tiger came and killed the shepherd. Just like most of us, I too like the image of the good shepherd, the Jesus carrying a lamb on his shoulder. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Psalm 23 verse 1. There are many shepherds mentioned in the Bible, like Moses, David, and Prophet Amos, and many others, but none of them as mentioned as good shepherd except Jesus. Many authors reflect the readings of the day relating to pastoral work and pastoral agents. I would like to reflect with you shepherding in the domestic church, the family. Emulating the model of Jesus, the good shepherd, we can shepherd our families. Jesus knows every family intimately, leading and offering life in abundance. Enter the life of the children through Jesus, who is the door. I am the gate for the sheep, Jesus says. Introduce Jesus to the children at the early stage of their development. Mother introduces the father. Father introduces the child to the family. The father and mother together introduce child to Jesus. A community that does not contribute towards the priesthood, brotherhood, and sisterhood for the welfare of the humanity through the church dies gradually. As we are reflecting on this Vocation Sunday, how many families honestly can say that I am willing to offer my son or daughter for the service of the church, for service of God, and service of the humanity? We cannot always import priests, sisters, and brothers from other countries not willing to offer our children for the service of the church and the humanity. Have you ever whispered a prayer for vocation in your own family? Have you ever had a heart-to-heart talk to your child serving God in the church, we need to offer God the best. Notice children, when they are doing good, then catching them when they are doing bad. Domestic shepherding depends on and deepens the relationship by spiritual nourishment, by the word of God and the bread of life. When a child misbehaves, we need to go after them, not leaving them to get lost by our guilty, pampering attitudes. As a good shepherd challenges by looking for that one lost sheep, family cannot accept when someone has lost their way back home as just one of those things. Shepherd celebrates and shares the joy with the others when sought and found the lost one. Shepherds know the sheep personally and intimately. John chapter 10 verse 14. Shepherding is not to show the authority over the sheep, rather to have concern, care, even to the expense of foregoing the comforts and pleasure. God shepherds, communicates constantly, regularly, and in touch with the sheep. For family shepherding to be fruitful, the parents are to communicate with children regularly, non-violently, and consistently. Communication in parental shepherding needs to be simple, direct, and open, that conveys exactly without any exaggeration. Good shepherd leads the sheep to the greener pasture without using force or aggressiveness. Family shepherding enlightens the children, find their future, not the dreams and aspirations of the parents. It is a warm, loving way of guiding and affection without nagging, advising, and ignoring their dreams. Good shepherd is warm, loving, and provides security. Shepherding the family without warmth, love, and security is running a paid hostel. Being optimistic means to lead the stray again and again without strangling their hopes. Good shepherd love is boundless, courage is immeasurable, and concern is heroic. In our families, we need to inculcate such deep love, courage, concern, without walking on the foot of the other. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John chapter 10 verse 10. Good shepherd offers life and allows the life to be meaningful and joyful. Shepherding in our families need to protect life and make the children to blossom in their pace and their space. The unconditional love and positive regard for the spouse and children are critical for the domestic shepherding. Mending the fences of the children and never to encroach the boundaries of them by nurturing their best interest. May the Lord bless all our families during this pandemic times by our loving, affectionate, and non-judgmental relationship with one another. Have a lovely day. God bless you.